To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
For you football fans up in Gainesville, obviously, this has not been a great time the last couple of years. They kind of give and take, and then all of a sudden now you got a new head football coach. And there's obviously always going to be those that are going to say, who is this guy? He comes to Tulane. And, he took over for somebody who built the Tulane program, but how could he be? Well, Kevin Brockway probably hears this more than anybody because he covers the Gators year-round, and certainly, the fans there, they want more. They will always want more, and Kevin is kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know it's got to you know as well as I do. You could get freaking Newt Rockne as the head coach or Don Shula, and somebody will always have something to say. Sumrall looks like a great fit, though.
Oh yeah, I think so, and I think he's won a lot of people over with the press conference too on Monday, just with his energy and his enthusiasm. I kind of have referred to Billy Napier as kind of low watt, and I think that Sumrall, he's got some passion to him, which I think, could translate on the field. I often thought that was a little bit of an issue with Florida, particularly in the fourth quarter, maybe being a little timid in those games where, you're kind of in the win zone, and maybe Sumrall will be the kind of coach that can kind of jack these guys up. Now you got to get talent too. You got to scheme well. And it's been a busy evening because there's a report out that they're about to hire Buster Faulkner as the offensive coordinator, who's done very well at Georgia Tech. They got Brad White from Kentucky as a defensive coordinator. So even though Sumrall doesn't come into the job with Power 4 experience, he's hired two Power 4 coordinators, which I think will play well in the SEC.
Yeah. Now he's been to, obviously everyone's going to say, he's like Billy Napier. He hasn't coached in really a lot of places, but he really has. I mean, he was at Kentucky and obviously close to Stoops and somebody had hired him. He's an Alabama guy. He's from the state of Alabama. He grew up there. So he knows Southeastern football extremely well. But at the same time, he's got to come into a conference, and as well as I do, that's not forgiving. This is a grinder, no matter who you play, right? Vanderbilt now is a power. Who's to say? I always look at this. Kevin, any team in the SEC has a tough schedule. There's nothing else you could say. Because you're going to face off, even the newcomers over the last, decade with A&M and Texas and Oklahoma. Missouri, they're still pretty damn good as well. So he's got to come in. He's got to establish recruiting. And that's going to be, as well as I do. And you said it. It's the players. It's the Jimmys and Joes.
Yeah.
And certainly, he's going to have his hands full in the state of Florida because, Miami right now riding the crest, even though, Miami's not just recruiting Florida, but you're going to get FSU. That Brian Hartline's going to come in here and try to push the meter a little bit at USF, just like Golish did. So he comes in during a tough time as far as recruiting wars, but he's established, I'm sure, in the Southeast, a pretty good pipeline. Talk about that, because I think of all the places he's been, And plus his, you know, ties to the state of Alabama, where he really recruited extremely well while he was at Troy, or wherever, whether he was at Tulane. Talk about what you expect out of him, because he's got to be a really good recruiter. You know that.
Yeah, you know, and he flipped a guy today, Dylan Perter from Tuskegee, Alabama. As a matter of fact, it was an LSU commitment to go along with, you know, they've retained 15 of the 18 signees. You know, they lost that running back Carson Baker right before or the day after he was, but that was really the only commitment they lost. So I think they're in good position. They're going to try to wrap up the class tomorrow. They still have three out there. I think they might get maybe one or two of them. And I think the recruiting class will still be kind of in the neighborhood of 15 or 16, which isn't bad. And I mean, Summerall was talking about, he did a lot of Zoom calls this week, obviously, which, you know, in addition to his, you know, getting Tulane ready for the AAC championship game, you've got to commend him for that, you know, finding the time to kind of balance everything this week.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Brockway joins us, Gainesville Sun, talks about the Gators year round. And the one thing too, you know, you come in and this fan base is crazy. I mean, listen, and rightfully so. And you and I've like talked about it. I mean, whether it's Long Island University or University of Miami, that place is packed. So, I mean, that's a happening, you know, 6, 7, 8 times a year when they play home. And certainly it's, you know, Gainesville is crazy with football, you know, year round, and certainly doing what you said, I think was the big question, because everybody said, you know, signing day's coming. Gators don't have a coach yet, and then they hire one. Is he going to be able to keep this class, which is a pretty good class? I mean, you and I have talked about this over the last couple of months, that they've done real well in this class and to keep basically all of them. Talk about that, because I think that's priority number one. Once you could get those recruits in here, because I think he's going to win over the guys that are there. You're going to have a lot of kids, obviously, that are going to leave, but that's how it is. I mean, that's rosters changing this, you know, era of the portal. But he's also going to bring in a lot of people that he's familiar with, whether it be from Tulane or Kentucky or any of the places that he's – talk about that, because I think the portal, even though he's going to do real well here in recruiting and he's done well, I think the portal is going to probably be the in his favor over the next 3-4 months.
Yeah, you know, and I think retention too, when you talk about a guy like Jaden Baugh, who certainly had that monster game against Florida State, right, second highest rushing total in history, 266 yards other than Emmett Smith. That was a pretty impressive way to finish out, and you beat rival FSU again. So I think he's on the top of the list as far as retention. And don't forget, you know, they've hired the GM too, Dave Caldwell, the former Jacksonville Jaguars GM, who's going to be involved with that as well, with roster management and roster building with John Summerall. So that should make the transfer portal interesting. But I think job number one is to retain Jaden Baugh. And job number two is, if DJ Lagway does come back, to get him fixed, either physically and or mentally. You know, in terms of getting him to play with some more confidence in his decision-making. But, you know, Summerall, obviously, you know, he runs a 3-4 scheme, and this is interesting, too, with retention, right? Because, you know, Billy Napier has recruited well over a couple of years. You've got a couple of Under Armour All-Americans linebackers in Miles Graham and Aaron Childs. You run a 3-4 with those guys. Jaden Robinson, the local kid from Lake City, has played really well there. And Jaden Woods, the freshman from Kansas. That's a pretty good four linebacker, you know, starting, you know, lineup next year. And if LJ McCray can get healthy too. So I think that, you know, the scheme really fits Florida's strengths on defense if they can, you know, retain all those players.
Yeah. And secondary wise, I mean, this was a secondary. And I think I said this to you back in the fall. I said, over the next couple of years, University of Florida could have the best, if not one of the best secondaries in the country, because look at all the players that they brought in over the last couple of years, you know, from Stubbs to our guy from down here.
Ben Hanks.
Yeah. Ben Hanks Jr. You know, they had last year, obviously Cormani McClain had a really good year. And I mean, this secondary is pretty good. Now you talk about offense and we were talking about retaining the quarterback. You're getting an offensive coordinator who's used to a run pass type of offense that may play in DJ Lagway's favor.
Exactly. And I just wrote about that too with Haynes King. When you look at his numbers, and DJ hasn't really shown that dual threat ability, partly because of the injuries and being banged up. So I think that's part of it too. You got to get him right physically too. I don't know what kind of procedures or what they can do in the off season, but that was obviously a big question last season. And he even admitted, you know, finally the last game of the season, he comes in with an ice pack on his shoulder, right? And admits that, hey, look, you know, I might not have been 100% the full season, but gave it the best I could. So I think that's the thing, you know, and I think overall durability with this roster too, like you talked about a lot of those guys in the secondary, but a lot of nicks and bruises in that secondary, and, you know, a guy like Jordan Castell, who's, you know, going to be a senior next year, can he prove that he can tackle consistently? I think that's the big thing. Tackling in the secondary was kind of up and down, and I think that's the one thing Summerall is going to do. He's going to get him to tackle, because if you looked against the SEC heavyweights for Florida, that was really a big issue. You remember Kewon Lacy at Ole Miss. Kentucky ran all over him. Tennessee ran all over him. They've got to become a more consistent tackling team going forward if they're going to have any success in the SEC and play with that edge and that physicality week in and week out.
No doubt. Well, they got their man. They got John Summerall. People are going to like him because he's a worker. You know, he's a good football guy. He's a good X's and O's guys. And he's a Southeastern guy. You know what I mean? Alabama, and he knows everything about the Southeast. So I think he's going to fit in well. Kevin, we're going to talk to you probably in about a month or so when he gets settled in. And, you know, maybe when he starts getting a couple of the new maybe some of the portal kids in there. But I appreciate you checking in with us, and have a great holiday if we don't get a chance to talk to you.
Yes, Larry, happy holidays to everyone down there in South Florida as well.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun. They have a new guy, is John Summerall. I think he's going to do a tremendous job in Gainesville. And certainly, what a segue, because our next guest is...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.